Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'd rather be sitting back, broke, pushing facts and hope. What you want, being back, those playing on my phone. What you want, we can keep it close, we can own the road. What you want, I can see all the way from here. It's the same as here, no matter how far I go.
This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. The rapper and producer P.O.S., also known as Stefan Alexander, has been a central figure on the thriving music scene in the Twin Cities in Minnesota for well over a decade. He's a founding member of the hip-hop collective Doomtree, a punk rock guitarist and vocalist. All of this has kept him busy, but in 2012, P.O.S. had to back off his musical activities because of failing kidneys. He had a kidney transplant in 2014, and 2 years later, reappeared with a single track. Now, though, he's back with a full-length album. It's called Chill, Dummy. Steph, it is so good to have you back in action, hey, back in the saddle again.
It is nice to be back.
So I got to ask you about this album title, Chill, Dummy.
Yeah.
when at least some of the album seems to be the opposite of chill. It's like...
A lot of it isn't chill, I think.
Yeah. So an ironic title?
No, I think more of, I don't know, trying to talk myself into chilling. I just wanted to kind of take the pressure off of myself anyway. The original title for the record was Hot Dog with an exclamation point. just to make everybody kind of relax and not expect anything. But then as it kind of came together, Chill Dummy made more sense. And, you know, I'm talking to me. I'm trying to get myself to calm down more than I'm talking to anybody else.
Yeah. People often take, you know, a break for a couple of years from music. You know, someone has a kid or someone loses a record deal. But to face what you were facing is, you know, I mean, that seems like it could have been a pretty transformative moment for you as a writer, as a lyricist.
Definitely. But I don't know, the way that I approach writing songs, I don't necessarily say I want to write a song about A, B, or C. I just want to write, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'll start writing, and then, you know, whatever comes out kind of comes out. So, like, I spent a bunch of time writing different songs, trying to avoid writing about what it is to be sick and what it is to feel, like, lonely and separated from everybody through sickness and, you know, that kind of thing. And then it's just... You know, I don't really pick what I write about. I just write, and then I take a look at all the best stuff, and the best stuff just happened to be kind of a highly personal record.
I ain't waiting for nothing. I just show up to shine. That or don't show at all. Sit at home and unwind. They continue, they front, and they keep ignoring the signs. Ain't shit out there, I'm hunting. Everything in its time, and that's right now. That bright black with a sharp tongue and the beats crack. And he bites back with shark teeth and he eats that. That black blocker that can't stop when the coppers creep. And I don't show up, I'm trash talk, I'm fuck peace. I'm Chris Dorner, I'm Doberman Dirty off leash. I'm Mike Brown, I'm Eric Garner, I can't breathe. We face down, our teeth are touching the concrete. They curb stomping us, wearing a crown in our streets. Shit, it makes that bullshit trivial. Gave a lot of trust and some years to some miserable. Castle made of sand, heavy hand holding shelves. And trouble man counts his real friends on his hook stump. Shit, I used to spend a lot of thought on loss. I used to need for every feeling amplified too. You probably learned early it's better to be hated. And I hate whoever taught you that. I'm happy to have learned from you. Same page.
The first piece that we heard from you coming back was Sleep Drone Superposition,
yep,
which is now the final track on this new record. And it is anything but chill. I mean, you know, you're talking about Michael Brown and you're talking about Errol Garner and stuff. I mean, is that a conscious choice? Or as you say, is it just like, are you surprised to find that you've written these lines?
Honestly, sometimes. Yeah, the way that I approach writing in the off time when I'm not making a record is I just open up the notes on my phone and I'll jot down a sentence or I'll jot down someone's name or I'll jot down like an idea and a little G to remind myself to Google it later to get my knowledge up on little things I think about as I go. But then when it's time to like write a record or write a song, I go through those notes and I find, you know, like, oh, this would be a good starting line or this would be, I want to get to this point somehow. But then especially for a song like Superposition, I just start writing. It's not like necessarily stream of consciousness or whatever, but it's like I want to say as much as I can and have it move on and be entertaining. I'm super inspired by dudes like MF Doom, where you might not be able to tell by the actual subject matter, but one of my favorite parts about him as a rapper is he is in and out topics. You know, he sets up a punchline, says a punchline, sets up a punchline, says a punchline. So mm-hmm. in four bars, he's made you think or giggle about two separate things. And I just like the idea, instead of getting stuck on a line or a thought, as soon as you get stuck, just like pivot to something totally different. And that's just the way I develop my writing.
And all I want is to make art, keep takes, break what they say it is. Fakes run the game and your boy ain't playing it. Nah, there ain't no sense in this haze. If it's up to me, I'll keep the questions in my frequency and throw them often. From now until the coffin calls them and spit wherever cops be walking.
You're supposed to be happy to be alive. You're supposed to be lucky to be alive. You're supposed to be...
If it's up to me, the only people in the streets with guns lead communities on a hunt for food they need to fight through. Maybe peacefully. But that's a big maybe. There's more than one way to skin shoulder this cat. Not sure what's holding you back. There's nothing seriously stopping us.
Well, I guess this, you know, just because we heard this first doesn't mean it was your first attempt at writing once you were after the transplant.
It definitely was. Like,
it was.
It wasn't my first attempt at writing, but it was the first completed song. So there was a lot of songs that were maybe only about getting a transplant,
right.
Which is just not really relatable to any, you
right,
know.
Right.
Not most people want to hear about that. I definitely don't want to write about that. So it was one of those things where I wrote it like as an exercise, lots of songs,
right.
And then just kind of mined them for what I thought was cool.
And this is the one where you said, okay, now I'm back.
Yep, that's the one that had great lines from some of those other songs and ideas I wanted to touch but kind of worked out as a thing. And when it got to about 5 minutes long, it was like, all right, well, I'm just going to finish this. I'm just going to keep on going.
And at over 8 minutes long, it's kind of an epic.
It's kind of an epic, but it also was like a nice statement to being like, okay, I've been gone for a minute. I've been doing work with Doomtree. I've been doing mm-hmm. work with different projects, but here is a nice sum up of where I've been musically, you know?
All right, let's hear a little bit of it. It's called Sleep Drone Superposition, and it is from POS's new album called Chill Dummy.
Try to act how it feels right, then go. Try to exist in superposition.
Go.
Try to exist in superposition.
Go.
Try to exist in superposition.
Go.
Clock ticking, keep living, man, listen, come on.
Show up, shine, show me the sign. Oh, 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 oh.
That's a little bit of what is really an ambitious undertaking, a piece called Sleep Drone Superposition. The title, Steph, suggests that it's, you know, a couple of different songs, Frankenstein together. But as you said before, it's actually bits and pieces of lots of different things.
Lots of different things. Musically, too. You know, like the idea of trying to come, the idea of after I've got... You know, these four big, huge verses and an idea for a chorus for the song. How am I going to make it stay interesting?
Yeah.
You know, if you know, there's all kinds of bands that can make super long songs, but they're doing movements and kind of waves through this thing. And I listened to some of, like, the better long songs I could think about, some of my favorite ones, and tried to think about what makes them interesting.
Like what?
Heart of the Sunrise by Yes got a lot of play.
Wow.
And The Decline by NoFX are songs that I find that are like on that 10-minute mark, but they're still catchy because they still have refrains that they go back to.
Right.
So I spent a lot of time building the instrumental for the song around the idea of being able to go back to a refrain without it getting old. If you'll notice, there's not like a solid snare drum hit until about 6-7 minutes into the song.
There's also, as with many of your songs, they're often collaborative works, and like everybody's on this one. Astronautilus, another member of the scene there in the Twin Cities, the great Kathleen Hanna.
Yeah.
Now, is that her voice? There's like a little passage where she's, there's a female voice talking about, you know, you should be grateful for life, to be alive and stuff.
You're supposed to be lucky to be alive. you know, we didn't expect to hear back, but when we heard back, it was like, all right, well, yeah, send me the lyrics. And she read the lyrics and was feeling the lyrics. And then I was able to say, I don't even know how I'm going to put you in this song, but I need backup vocals, and I'd really like you to, like, help me explain what superposition is. So I kind of gave her a couple articles and a couple scripts, and she was just super...
All right, so what is superposition?
I don't know, man. I'm not a quantum physicist. No, I have just, like, the loosest layman's terms ideas of, you know, particles at their smallest sizes can appear to be in two places at once.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah, and that's basically it. Like, coming in the context of this song, it's like I started touring when I was 14, you know. I knew exactly what I wanted to do with my life when I was in fourth, fifth grade. I read the Henry Rollins book about Black Flag when I was, you know, in seventh grade. Yeah. Like, the first car I wanted was a van. This is all I've ever wanted to do with myself. So stopping, you know, touring at 14, booking my own shows, you know, being paid for being in a band before I leave high school, and then at 30 having to stop doing everything for the first time in my entire life, taking a break. It was kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, it was definitely like isolated myself.
Well, then there's
like
the whole failing kidneys thing could kill you. That's a bit of a nightmare as well.
It is, but I didn't think about that until after it was already healed up.
Do you know what happened?
No, I mean, no. It's just one of those things where I went in for a physical in high school, and there was extra protein in my urine, and they were just like, hey, that's weird. That's probably going to be
a
kidney
problems
later. You know, and I didn't notice anything. And then I went to go get a physical or a checkup just before leaving for the We Don't Even Live Here tour, like a month before. And my doctor was like, oh, no, stop everything. We're going to start dialysis now, like tomorrow. So.
And you're 30 at this point, 29, 30.
Yeah, I was right about there.
Jeez.
I wasn't dwelling on dying until I already had the kidney in. And it seemed like everything was cool. And then I got to, like, bawl my eyes out, like, I almost died.
We're speaking with POS. His new album is called Chill Dummy. Obviously, it's his first in a number of years.
Yeah, like four.
Post-transplant. There's a literate quality to a lot of your lyrics. You know, there's a lot of street language as well.
Sure.
Astronautilus is someone you've worked with a lot. And my favorite song of his is probably Dmitry Mendeleev, which is his song about the guy who created the periodic table of elements. I mean, strange is that?
That was like a whole thing for him for a while, was researching all these giant ideas and trying to write about them.
Well, and there you are writing about, you know, quantum physics, you know, then the idea of superposition and stuff. So is this Brainiac kind of stuff, you know, is this part of the Twin Cities scene, or is this just you guys? What is that?
I don't know, man. I think we had a lot of different styles of rap music in the Twin Cities. I feel like there's a lot of different styles of rap music everywhere. I feel like we get... I'm trying to answer this, but I have no idea why.
I hang out
with some of the smartest rap people I know, and just those are the people that I grew up with.
The people
in my crew read a lot of books. The people, you know, we pay attention to the news. Like, we, you know, that's just what we've always done anyway. And then we are also rappers, so that's gonna bleed through. But I don't know if I can say that that's what the Twin Cities is about without somebody getting
mad
at me.
Yeah, no, but it's just, I mean, it is kind of funny that there is this kind of, you know, there's the physics thing. Strangely, you both mentioned Sisyphus in lyrics. You know, in your case, it's in the song Faded.
Yeah,
which is one of my favorite tracks from Chill Dummy. The production in this song, you do your own production for the most part.
I do a lot of it. I did five on this record, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is Faded one of them?
That is one of them.
Let's hear a little bit. This is POS from the album called Chill Dummy.
Slow down, I promise if you do, I'll stick around. I know my promises ain't much to you, I found my place, my safe and sound. My whole life I've been out here begging. Yeah, I got
I got mortar, this clock is ticking. She's Sisyphus and outside my mission, wishing I'd listen. And I do, but I don't. I mean, I hear, but I won't. I am fear, she is hope personified. It's war to start, boarded up, this whore of the heart. Trust is fleeting, she can be that demon.
That's a bit of Faded, some music from POS, a.k.a. Stefan Alexander. His brand new album is called Chill Dummy, and he's with me here in the Soundcheck studio. And so we're talking a little bit about, you know, there's different kinds of rap in the yeah. Twin Cities. But what I've always liked about that scene is it seems to be really closely tied to the punk scene yeah. in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I think... You know, it's a city that never had a major label. It's a city that never really got a lot of shine until people were like stars out of there. There's Replacements, Husker Du, Prince. You know, like just it was never about trying to me anyway, mm-hmm. looking back mm-hmm. on it and feeling like a part of it in whatever way. It's never ever seemed like it was about trying to blow up and impress the world. It seemed like it was always about trying to impress the other bands in the city, impress the other rappers in the city. The same way Chicago seems like every building is trying to be more beautiful than the next.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, I feel like every band is trying to like slowly take and build on what everybody else is doing and build. And I feel like it also became super collaborative as a city over like the last, you know, 5-8 years is bands didn't break up necessarily, but they stopped being like this defined thing. It was always about like my band. It used to be my band's making an album, and now it's like our band's making a project. And then I'm sure it'll fall apart and turn into a totally different band, which will make another project. But it's cool.
But it's, you know, it's been going on for so long. I mean, years ago, you collaborated with, among other people, Craig Finn of The Hold Steady.
Yeah.
It was Safety and Speed.
Yeah,
right?
That's the song.
So put your head up to the speakers. This is what it's like to stop talking and finally hear me.
I'm concerned, you're itching to burn. I know you're dying to know, homie. I'm dying to listen and learn.
That's a great example of this kind of, it's not crossing genres, it's just kind of ignoring the boundaries to begin with.
Yeah, I feel like that happens everywhere. I feel like our city is really little, and if you're able to make some noise there, people might hear about you. So you kind of hear about everybody's little cool tries of making tunes together.
We're speaking with POS. His new record, his comeback album, is called Chill Ooh. Dummy. It is. It is,
is
a comeback. Yeah. You've been away for 4 years. You've been through a lot.
I have.
And, you know, it does come up occasionally, although, you know, not in a really obvious, you know, lay it in my lap, I had a kidney transplant kind of way. But, like, in the song Wearing a Bear, there's the line, hashtag RIP POS.
Bending the corners up, cup holder full of warm flat soda, but the passenger is ice cold, pushing down pressure. When I dial, get a hashtag, ain't shit better. Ah! Hashtag RIP POS.
I feel like it's really easy to take life and death super, super lightly coming out of the transplant. Mm. You know, like I've always been a really grateful person. And that was what was maybe what helped me get through it was just, you know, I'm not dead right now. And then, you know, I get past like the 2-year mark and my kidney's working fine. And they're like, yeah, we're not worried anymore.
So 2 years is the...
That's for me. They were like, after about 2 years, if it's all working, hopefully it should just stay working.
All right.
You know, so...
And is that why you released Superposition on the 2-year anniversary of the transplant?
I think about 2 years is when it was ready, but also it took me a long time. It took me 9 months to, like, walk around my block comfortably, you know? Yeah. So it wasn't necessarily, like, I wasn't thinking about anniversaries and cool release days and stuff like that so much as I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to go. And, you know, I contributed a good amount to the last Doomtree record, and we did tour that pretty extensively. But even that's me as one of 7 people, one of 5 rapping. So I can jump around and I can back up my friends, and it's fine. But, like, it's not the same.
You're doing the heavy lifting on this one.
If I was able to tour right then, I don't Yeah, I don't know that I would have.
Yeah. Where does the name POS come from?
From being 14. it was pissed off stuff. It was pretty much like product of society.
Okay, so it wasn't point of sale or anything.
No, it was whatever you could fit in there. And honestly, I did that for the first couple of records. I would try to fit different things to make it work. But now I just wish I never had a rap name. Just Steph is fine these days.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, so you're doing the POS stuff. You're still doing the Doomtree stuff.
Yeah.
What about the punk band? You still...
Marijuana Dust Squads is still out there smashing out all types of insane noise, like free jazz noise techno. but whatever that is. Yeah, I've been... It's a pretty incredible band, and it's a really fun thing to be a part of. But I've been focusing on POS and Doomtree.
Yeah. All right. So what's next for you?
I don't know. Keep touring, try to get to Europe, try to get to Japan, and then make as many POS records as I can until I'm straight up too old to rap.
Will that happen?
I don't know. It might slowly morph into like the blues or something.
Yeah. But well, you do sing on this record.
I sing a lot on this record, more than ever. But I don't know. I'm a musician, and I've said this a bunch of times, but it's remained true, you know? Like, I'm a musician past when people care about my music.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Minneapolis, where you can be a 53-year-old bartender and no one's going to blink an eye. So I expect to do the best that I possibly can, but if I don't do the best that I possibly can, guarantee that there's still piles of songs, you know, of whatever variety. Maybe not waiting for anybody to hear them.
Well, there's been a lot of us waiting to hear what you would come up with after right 4 years away. And Chill Dummy will disappoint none of us.
Oh, right on, man.
Great to have you here with us on Soundcheck. And, Steph, good luck.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We can live like kings. We can live like kings. Yeah. Live like thieves, we can live like kings. They could be the same thing. They are. Either way you die, either way you die, either way you die, either way you choose.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.